Use customer-centric business practices to supersize and grow your business. Sharon Hornell from here. And today we're going to talk about the importance of really, really focusing on your customer. I'm going to cover five strategies, five ways, and five things to make sure you're doing in your business to prove to your customers that you care about them and that you're focusing on them. I'm going to share just five quick companies. I'm trying to do this very quickly today. That we know and have heard of and how they have used this to their competitive advantage and have supersized their businesses. They're all huge companies and names that you have heard of. And I'm going to just share quickly the area that they have really honed in on of these five strategies to help them grow and supersize their business. You don't have to do all five, but if you do all five, you're really rigging the game in your favor. So number one is, of course, understand your customers. Understand your customer base, your desired customer base. What are their pain points? What are their problems? What solutions do you have that you can provide with them? What are their preferences? What are their desires? What kind of buying experiences do they expect and want? How do you do this? You research your target audience. You research the people that you're here to serve, and then you give them what it is that they want. And then the next one is in the way they want it. You want to enhance the customer journey and streamline your processes from the absolute first time they hear about your company to the after the purchase. After the purchase, we want to continue to stay in contact with people, right? But we want to map out all of our touch points and our processes so that we know from the customer's perspective. One of the first things I've ever done when I work with a new customer or a new client is I pretend I'm a customer and I work through their processes and their systems backwards. Why? Because it gives me a different perspective and it quickly and clearly identifies the gaps in the customer experience or the gaps in whatever process we're analyzing and auditing and looking at, because all of our processes need to be continually improving. And that especially includes how we interact with our customers and the experience they have with us. And you'd be surprised at how many companies have never even thought about the customer experience. They just make a product, sell a product, have created a service and a process, and they just sell that service and process. And they don't ever look at it from the perspective of the customer and how they feel and experience the process of doing business with you and your organization. Thirdly, we want to cultivate customer feedback. We always want to be learning from our customers. I say this all the time. People will tell you and show you everything you need to know about them if we open our eyes, open our ears, if we ask and then listen to the answers. People aren't really secretive about what they want and how they want to be treated. They're pretty open and honest about it usually, but we have to be willing to listen. So we have to listen to our customers. We have to get feedback through different mechanisms, through survey, through reviews. You know, nobody wants that scalding review, but usually there's an element of truth in there. Maybe it's not the customer is always right, but there is some truth from that person's perspective. So we want to be considering and saying, okay, well, what can we learn from this? We want to look at reviews. We want to look at different types of communication. We want to set them up so that people can interact with us. Maybe we want to interact with us in a more private place than online, right? Than in social media review sites like Yelp and things like that. Fourthly, we want to empower and train our employees. It takes everyone in the organization to help grow and build and supersize a business. And the only way people can contribute to the best of their ability is if they're continually learning and being trained and growing, and they know what the expectations are and everyone's aligned and working toward the same goals and objectives. And if you build into your culture a customer-centric, customer focus, you will get better choices and better decisions as long as you train and allow your employees to help people have a better experience with your organization. Seen a lot of organizations that have a top-down approach, but everything has to go through the manager. Have you ever called customer service and you get the pat answer that they're reading off the sheet and you know that that doesn't solve your problem and you have to ask for a manager? Well, then the manager gives you their level of pat answer and you have to keep going up, sometimes to the vice president level, to actually get a solution to a problem that should be a no-brainer if you have the right process and you're empowering people in your organization. And then finally, our fifth one is to leverage technology in order to enhance the customer's experience. There are so many ways to better serve people nowadays than there used to be with customer relationship management systems. You have specific information about customers. You can tailor things to them. You can tailor specific offers to them that they would be most interested in. You can offer them automation tools. We can use automation tools to do a lot of this communication nowadays. So those are the five areas. Again, they're understand your customer base, know what they want, know what how to speak to them, enhance their journey of the customer experience, provide a way to get customer feedback, and then act on that feedback in a positive way, yes. And then fourth, train and empower your employees so that they have the ability to help give people a better experience with your organization. And then finally, leverage technology to automate processes, streamline workflows, streamline both internal processes and dealing with the customers. So what are some companies that have done this really, really well? I'm going to name them quickly and then just share one thing that they've done really well. Amazon, relentless focus on the customer's experience and the customer's shopping and buying experience. They have a review system that is second to none. I think they're probably the leader in how to do reviews and product reviews. Zappos is a shoe, and I think they have clothing and things now too, but I always thought of them as a shoe company. They have incredible customer service and they have hassle-free returns and things. Things that, especially when it comes to something like shoes, have you ever gotten a pair of shoes and you always wear a size 7 and you get a size 7 and they're so small you feel like your feet are going to bleed? Well, they're super at taking things back and returning them. It's an easy return policy. Apple is innovative and they have exceptional customer experience in terms of they have a very user-friendly interface. And we know that they're the first $1 trillion company. So that's maybe somebody we want to emulate a little bit. Starbucks has a great, they are super at customer preferences, having a warm greeting and welcome, depending on your shop. Some of them aren't so friendly, but they're supposed to be friendly. And they also have a really good loyalty program that a lot of companies mimic and model as they're creating their loyalty programs. And then Airbnb is the final one that I want to talk about. And they allow you to create your own travel experience. They disrupted the entire travel industry and lodging industry. And, you know, people can say what they want about them, but they have created a very customer-centric, customer-focused platform to plan your next outing or vacation or excursion on. So those are just some of the things to get us thinking today about how can we be more customer-centric. And if you haven't done anything, I'd say the first thing to do is map out your customer experience. And if you want to really get a jump on it, map it out backwards from after the sale, what are you doing, to when they first hear about your organization. All right, that's it. Have an awesome day. If I can help in any way, just ask. Otherwise, focus on your customers. Have an amazing day, and I'll, of course, be with you tomorrow.